lot of churches are celebrating Luther's, they laid the 95 theses up on the door of the monastery.
Wow.
No, the church at Wittenberg, excuse me, not the monastery, but the church. And as it turns out, the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, recognizes the use of leavened bread mm-hmm. for communion. Hmm. Because the whole Eastern Orthodox Church always uses leavened bread.
Okay.
You know, bread with yeast. Mm-hmm. Made with yeast. They use that for their communion. They don't use unleavened bread. Hmm. And so for that, I guess for that reason, the Roman Catholic Church says it doesn't matter. You use either one, you know.
Well, we used to use unleavened bread. Remember, we had a big old sign of bread and we'd pick it up. That's when we're smaller. So.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a symbol of the Lord's body. You know?
Yeah. Amen.
And it's a symbol of his blood. Mm-hmm. So whatever you use, I mean, although we use that because that's what we feel like they used during Passover.
Yes.
It's a symbol, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. And so it's something to keep in mind. We have nothing I've convinced her to do, make my life a prayer for you.
About 18 times.
Yeah. No. Good every time.
I'll stand up so I don't squish my...
Okay.
Thank you.
beautifully done.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Love that song.
We're learning about inheritance.
Yeah.
Amen.
We are learning that God is our portion.
That's right.
Amen. God is our portion.
That's right.
We don't need another portion. We don't need another portion. He's all the portion we need.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is all the portion we need. And even in the Bible, we find as we study the birthright, study their inheritance, we find that birthright was a part of your portion.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always physical. Mm-hmm. We discovered that when we studied Jacob and Esau.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Jacob and Esau. Mm-hmm. Right? It was about the blessing.
Yeah.
He was more concerned about the blessing than about the physical inheritance. Mm-hmm. You know? And so that made a big difference. Now, I want to talk to you. Because inheritance, you usually think of inheritance as something you're going to get when your father dies, or when an uncle dies, or something like that. You know, when they die, I get it, you know, but it's theirs right now. Right? So, but in the Bible, we kind of learn to look at things a little bit differently, a little bit different way. Mm-hmm. And what's going to help us do that is looking at a parable. But first, before we do that parable, what I wanted to do was to play just a little bit from a teaching by Curry Blake. Mm-hmm. And he gives a little example, and I want you to get this example. Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this. If I can. This worked before. So. Okay, let's try this. Turn it off.
It's like the example I've given before. If somebody walks in, maybe, you know, just anybody walks in off the street, and they come in and said, excuse me, I need $100. Okay, well, if I had it, I may get it, right? But if I don't know them, I'm going to say, well, who are you? Oh, I'm just somebody walking off the street. What do you need $100 for? Well, that's really none of your business. I just want $100. You know, I just need $100. But how many do you think they're probably not going to get it? But my son could come in and say, Dad, I need $100 real quick. I need $100. I said, well, what for? I'll talk to you about it later. I just need $100 real quick. Well, okay. How many of you know he's probably going to get it?
Yeah.
What? Why? We're connected. Mm-hmm. Right? So it is the relationship. And the people that should know beyond a shadow of a doubt what God's will is and what his attitude is, if the last thing we should question is his willingness.
Amen. Right?
If we're going to question anything, question his power. If my children came to me and said, Dad, I don't think you have the money to help me, but I know if you did, I know you'd help me. But I don't know if you have or not, but I know if you could, you would. See? That'd be one thing. But if they came to me and said, Dad, we know you got the money, but I'm not sure you would help me out. I mean, I just don't know if you love me enough. I don't know if you would help me. I know you got it. But I just don't know if you would let me have it. You see? see the difference? Now, if my children came to me and talked to me that way, it's going to break my heart. Because I'd be saying, surely you know me well enough by now that if I got it and you need it, it's yours. Surely you know that. So my willingness should never come into question. You know, maybe I don't actually have it, but if I did, you'd get it. See, I'd much rather them question my ability rather than questioning my willingness. And what do? We never question God's ability. We only question His willingness. See how wrong that is? We need to decide His willingness even trumps His ability.
Yes.
And you know, you're walking, you're blessed. Yeah,
good. That's good.
And I never thought about God having an attitude before either.
I'm sorry,
I've
that?
Never thought about God having an attitude. Is it God's attitude? Yeah. His attitude is His willing. Have you ever thought of God having an attitude? I hadn't.
I'm sure He's laughed at us many times.
I mean, I know it's good, but I mean, you know. We talk about our attitude to Pastor Jim all the time. Should be right toward the situation. Our attitude should be right, and we know that. But God's attitude's always right.
Yep. That's good to me. That's good.
Have you ever thought of it?
Well, no.
I don't think it
as much as I think of as us. Because we often,
with our attitude,
you know, talk about
but
our
he's
attitude.
Our example of what our attitude should be.
Yeah, but Jesus is our example of what our attitude should be.
So, when you go and you ask God for something,
yes.
Is He with you?
Yes.
Yes.
What if you don't get that?
If you don't get it, you probably just don't believe Him.
His timing, not yours.
Well, you know,
that's
kind of an interesting thing, Candace. It's His timing, not ours. And I always look back to that passage in Daniel, where Daniel humbled himself before the Lord, all right, seeking God. And he did it for 21 days. He didn't just do it for a day or two,
yeah.
or a week even, or even 2 weeks. He did it for 21 days, and an angel shows up and says, from the first day, from the first moment that you set yourself to seek God, I was sent out. But it's taken me 21 days to get here, not because of the willingness of God, but what?
We have an enemy.
Right.
We have an enemy, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We have an enemy. Our enemy is not to get God to be willing. What is our enemy?
To stop us from getting it.
Our enemy is here on earth, right?
Yeah.
Our enemy is here. It's what? We wrestle not against what?
Flesh
and blood, but
principalities.
Whoa, come on. Principalities, powers.
Rulers of darkness
in high
places.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So we have an enemy. Mm-hmm. What we think is God's unwillingness is the enemy.
Woo, that's good. Give me time. Say it again. Can you say it?
What we think is God's unwillingness is what? It's the working of the enemy. Mm-hmm. The enemy is trying to keep us from getting it. Why is he trying to get? So we'll think that God is unwilling.
Yes.
We'll think that God's a bad guy. He doesn't want us to have things.
He's the bad guy, not me.
Yeah.
That's it.
But it's the bad guy who's trying to keep us from getting what God wants us to have.
Right.
And make sure we don't know how powerful we are.
That's good.
Say that again, Candace.
He wants to make sure that we don't know how powerful we are.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's good.
God has given us the power.
Yep.
Daniel withstood an entire nation of bad guys
yep.
to get his answer.
Uh-huh.
an entire nation. It took him 21 days to do it,
but but you know why?
But he did it, right?
Mm-hmm. Raymond, you know why he persists?
Yes. Tell me.
Can you tell me? Can anybody tell me why he persists?
His communion with God.
His relationship with God.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His prayer life, his relationship with God. He knew God was a God answering prayer. He knew God would answer. He knew what God wanted to do.
Yeah.
And he also knew that he had an enemy too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel didn't have to wonder, did he? I mean, he was in the midst of what? The Chaldeans. Mm-hmm. Right? All yep. those who, diviners and all, you know, the Persian diviners and all this sort of thing. He was right in the middle of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was constantly aware. I'm surrounded mm-hmm. by these folks who know how to deal with these evil spirits. Mm-hmm. Right? Who use these evil spirits to get what they want. Mm-hmm. He says, I know I got a battle. So when he went into prayer, he went into battle, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got his armor on and he went into battle. It wasn't a, oh, I want this from God, and I think I'll try praying for it for a day or two, you know. No, it was like, I'm in for a battle. I'm in this for the long haul, you
yeah.
know. I know I got a battle, I'm going to have to keep fighting until I win.
That's right. Right? Mm-hmm.
So, if we went into prayer that way, whoa. We might see some things too, right?
Yeah.
When we go into prayer, it's not just, oh, I'm going to commune with God. Prayer sometimes is battle.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. It's a battle one.
We got to keep persevering. Mm. Keep at it. Get some true grit in us.
Yeah.
And I need somebody with true grit. Mm-hmm. Get some spiritual grit in us, right, Mary? Mm-hmm. Get some spiritual grit and just stay with it. Stay mm-hmm. with it. So, this is what we want to learn about God. Mm-hmm. He is a willing God. He is a loving God. Okay? And what I want to do, we don't have much time today, but we'll get started. I want to go over the prodigal son, the parable of the prodigal son. Now, you turn to Luke 15. Okay, somebody turn to Luke 15 to read for me. And we'll see how much of this we can cover. We'll get started today. We'll finish up next time. Okay, somebody got it? Who's got it?
Yeah.
You got it? All right, just start reading that parable. Now, he's already spoken two parables, all right? Mm-hmm. This parable he's going to do is really a key parable, all right? I think more than any other parable, this parable has been preached on.
Is this Luke 15:1?
Luke 15, it's down, it's the last parable in there. It's after the first two, there's two parables in there.
Verse 11.
Verse 11, okay. There's two parables in there where he talks about somebody losing something, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And wanting to get that which is lost. And then he does this parable, which is also about mm-hmm. someone losing something and getting it back, okay? Wanting to get it back.
Verse 11.
But there's a lot that we can learn from it. Mm-hmm. All right? A lot of stuff can be learned from it. I told my kids, we were going through it, I told my boys, I said, you know, I think this parable, you could take, you know, any verse in this parable and preach a sermon on it. People probably have.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead and just start reading for me.
Verse 11, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all there, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk of that swine, that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Okay, that's good. We don't have time to go over the whole thing right now. We'll pick it up next time. But I did want to say this. Notice this. The younger son did something that was absolutely unheard of. Mm-hmm. He went to his father and said, give me my
portion
mm-hmm. of the inheritance now. Mm-hmm. Give it to me now. What was he thinking? What he was thinking was this. My father's got a heart of gold. Mm-hmm. If I ask him for it, he'll give it to me. Hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Would he have asked if he didn't think the father would give it to him?
Nope.
No, because that was kind of a, what I read, it's kind of like a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. I'm not wanting to wait till you die. Give me my stuff now. And it's like, I wish you were dead so I had it now. So the son knew the father's heart mm-hmm. in this sense. Not totally, but in this sense. He said, give it to me now. And the father gave it to him. Mm-hmm. The father gave it.
Not only to him, gave it to both of them.
Ah, that's where we're going to go next time, Mary. Mm-hmm. That's a good, I like that. So now, that's the come on now. That's the catch. That's the cliffhanger. the previews of coming attractions. Thank you, Mary. Next time, we're going to talk about that. All right? Next time, we're going to talk about that. So let's pray over the food. Father, we thank you so much that you love us. Bless us so abundantly. Thank you for the food that we're about to partake of. We ask that you will bless it to nourish and strengthen our bodies, Father. And we pray that everything that we think, do, and say today may bring honor and glory to your name. Be with the services, Father. Be with the teachers. Let us learn more about you, and let us draw ever closer to you, and let us always trust and know that you are willing.
Yes,
you are willing. Let us go into battle. That you are willing,
yes.
And that we're going to get our blessing. Thank you. Amen.
You said willing and ability. And the Lord said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good land. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be willing and obedient to that.
Yeah.